FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Over 65,000 SASSA beneficiaries affected by Tala's pending provisional liquidation have been temporarily transferred to FNB. The grant recipients couldn't access their money when Itala's operations were frozen about 2 weeks ago. SASSA's issued a statement to say that it's teamed up with FNB to open accounts for these beneficiaries in the interim. They've been given 3 months to provide the agency with their preferred bank's details. The majority of the affected grant recipients are in KZN, with a smaller number in Mpumalanga, the Eastern Cape, Gauteng, the Free State, Northwest and the Western Cape. During a media briefing yesterday, Premier Tami Ntuli says they weren't aware of Itala's client database being transferred to other banking institutions.
I'm not aware of a SASSA decision to work with the FNB for the clients of Itala who are maybe beneficiaries of SASSA. It's a matter which I'm not aware of, but which I will be following up.
Economic Development MEC Musa Zondi says account holders haven't been able to transact since Thursday.
Since Thursday, that has been disabled. If you have a card, if you have an account, you can't take out, you can't do anything. That is the thing that is worrisome, because suddenly it actually commits a crime, because that money does not belong to the bank. It does not belong to Itala. So now what is happening is that people's monies are kept away from them. I would venture to say illegal, because that money, there is no agreement for the owners of that money not to access that money.
Itala is preparing for a legal battle tomorrow to avoid liquidation, which the Prudential Authority has deemed urgent to protect the funds of over 200,000 depositors. Now, police in Mpumalanga have arrested two men in connection with the torching of 51 Putco buses on Monday night. An armed gang is believed to have carried out a wave of arson attacks at various depots where the company's employees were shot and assaulted. The provincial police's Donald Nluli says they're searching for more culprits.
During the arrest of the suspects, one of them was found with a mobile phone suspected to be that of one of the victims, as well as an empty magazine for a 9mm pistol without any ammunition.
And scientists believe that human-driven climate change set the stage for the devastating wildfires in Los Angeles. The experts say the hot, dry and windy conditions that fueled the flames earlier this month were about 35% more likely due to global warming. Researchers from the US, UK and Europe have been analysing weather data to assess how such events have evolved under today's climate. The fires killed at least 28 people and destroyed more than 10,000 homes. Investigators are probing the role of a power company in one of the blazes. A recap of our lead story: more than 65,000 SASSA grant beneficiaries with frozen bank accounts at Itala have been temporarily transferred to FNB. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.